on the bridge.
Handcuffed, smiling, shocked. Three members of Pussy Riot listened as a Russian judge found them guilty of hooliganism and blasphemy. A severe breach of public order, the Russian judge chastised as she sentenced each to 2 years in prison. Outside the courtroom, police were cracking down, arresting dozens of protesters.
Seeing now the total collapse of the rule of law in Russia.
No sooner did chess master and activist Garry Kasparov utter those words than he was hauled away by police. Pussy Riot's lawyer Mark Fagan declared the judgment orchestrated by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The trial was a farce, the verdict was a farce, he says. This is what got Pussy Riot in trouble. A flash mob-type performance at Moscow's main Orthodox cathedral, imploring the Virgin Mary to throw out Putin. Polls in Russia show a majority of people were offended to see a political protest in a church. One of the members of Pussy Riot is married to a Russian-Canadian. In what many see as propaganda, Nadia Tolokonnikova is confronted in this video by the chief investigator. He produced her Canadian permanent residence card and Ontario health card. He used the documents to suggest the notion of foreigners meddling in domestic politics. Russian authorities also pointed to her husband's Canadian passport as evidence he's trying to destroy the country. He accuses Russia of trying to destroy dissent.
It will be brutally crushed, and people involved in it will be prosecuted and harassed in every possible way.
Pussy Riot has become a symbol of free speech and expression for many in Russia. Support for them echoed at demonstrations around the world. From London to New York to Toronto.